is free. Visitors from outside Europe will have to pay for any medical services and are advised to purchase a traveler's insurance before traveling to Germany and be aware of what is and is not covered. Visitors from within Europe need to carry a valid EHIC, European Health Insurance card, and present it at the time of treatment. Set the date. May to September is the high season in Berlin, so it's a good idea to book your airfare, hotel accommodations, tickets, etc. well in advance if you plan to go during that time. In the off-season, it's usually freezing, literally, and many activities such as river cruises in the evenings don't run as often or at all. Pack. We recommend packing only the essentials needed for the season in which you'll be traveling. By far, the most important thing to pack is a good pair of walking shoes, water-resistant if you're traveling in colder months, and comfortable light sandals or sneakers to walk good distances in warmer months. Winter in Berlin can be well below freezing, so if you're budget traveling, you may get the best deals on airfare, hotel rates, etc., but you'll need to pack thermal gear and heavy coats to survive the temperatures. If you're planning on visiting any cathedrals or churches in Berlin, be sure to pack clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. We always recommend packing hand sanitizer, sunscreen, sunglasses, a hat, and umbrella or rain jacket. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trains, or trams. If you don't speak German, be sure to pack a good conversational German phrase guide to bring along with you. You'll find people a lot friendlier toward you if you don't go around assuming they speak your language. Medication. Don't forget to have enough for the duration of your trip. It's also helpful to have a note from your physician in case you're questioned for carrying a certain quantity. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. You can bring one or two reusable shopping bags for bringing souvenirs home. Travelers from outside Europe will need to bring along a universal electrical plug converter that can work for both lower and higher voltages. This way, you'll be able to plug in your cell phones, tablets, curling irons, etc. during the trip. Be sure to leave expensive jewels and high-priced electronics at home. Like most major cities and tourist attractions, thieves and pickpockets abound. Avoid making yourself a target. Take pictures of your travel documents and your passport and email them to yourself before your trip. This can help in the unfortunate event they are lost or stolen. Pack well, but be sure to leave room for souvenirs. Phone home. Before your trip, add a travel plan to your cell phone bill. They're pretty inexpensive these days and will give you peace of mind that you will always be able to phone home if need be. You can also buy a cheap prepaid local phone or phone chip for your phone, which also gives you a local phone number. Calling cards are used less and less these days, but they're also an option. Free is always the best option. Several online services and mobile applications offer free or very inexpensive ways to communicate with others from Berlin. Such services include Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, and Viber. Currency exchange. It is important to note that most bars and restaurants in Berlin do not accept credit cards, cash only, so it is important to have enough cash on hand. Germany uses the euro as its currency, same for most of Western and Central Europe. Check out the currency exchange rates prior to your trip. You can do so using many online currency exchange calculators or through your bank. For the best rates, we recommend waiting until you arrive in Berlin to buy euros. The best way is to use your debit card to get cash at an ATM, but there are currency exchange desks in the airports. For current exchange rates, visit www.xe.com/currency-converter. Also, make sure your bank knows you'll be traveling abroad. This way, you avoid having foreign country transactions flagged and declined, which can be extremely inconvenient. Contact your embassy. In the unfortunate event that you should lose your passport or be victimized while away, your country's embassy will be able to help you. Be sure to give your itinerary and contact information to a close friend or family member. Then also contact your